It's 11:30 a.m. I'm your host, David Lona, and you are listening to The Body Show. Let's talk body talk. Once again, it's Monday, and we're back with my special guest here, Marnie Rosenthal Shaikin. But she likes to be called Marnie Shaikin. Can you say hello to the audience here?
Hello, audience. Thanks for having me, David.
Thank you for coming in. So let's talk a little bit about you, Marnie. Go ahead. Give us a little background about yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm a native from Philadelphia.
Yay,
East Coast. And I moved to Los Angeles, gosh, I think I've lost track at this point, 14 years ago. And I
Long time.
Yes, it's a while. I consider myself an Angeleno at this point. I was a dancer by profession for many, many years. Went to school for dance in New York. And then
what kind of dance was that?
It was a contemporary dance, modern, and I studied classical ballet as well, and
wow.
Jazz was always my favorite. That was, you know, what I really, really loved to do. But when I moved out here, I was dancing with a company and doing voiceovers and teaching Pilates, because I got my Pilates certification through Stott Pilates, which is a really intensive certification. And then I kind of was delving back into dance a little bit. I went back to New York for a couple weeks and was dancing at the Martha Graham School. And my friend sent me an email saying, do you want to take this bar class with me? And bar didn't really exist at that point. This is, you know.
So excuse me, everyone. It's bar, not bear.
Yeah, not bear.
Not,
we're not
talking Barry. About pure bar in Woodland Hills, right?
Yes, in Woodland Hills. And we're also, my business partner Kayla and I also co-own in Brentwood and Santa Monica. And there are many other Pure Bar locations around the city as well as across the country.
And there it is, you guys. Pure
Bar.
There it is.
And no, we are not a sports bar. I did have somebody phone me once and ask me if they could come and watch the UCLA game on ESPN at my bar, and I said, oh, I'm sorry, this is not the bar you're looking for. Anyway, so yeah, I was in New York but living in LA, and somebody said to me, you should come take this bar class with me. And I was like, I don't even know what that is. And she said, trust me, it'll make us look like supermodels.
And change your life, right?
And I went and I loved it, and I started to look for something that I could bring to LA, because we were pretty short on bar classes. Believe it or not, they basically didn't exist. And then I was in a women's entrepreneurial networking group called Ladies Who Launch, and with maybe 5, 6, 7 other women, and
right.
In walked in the creator of Pure Bar, which at the time was this fledgling company. And Carrie Rezebeck Dorr walked in, and we started chatting, and we became well acquainted, and she was looking to launch in the LA market, and I somehow used my voodoo to convince her to let me launch launch the LA market, and she helped me launch in Brentwood.
Nice.
And prior to that, there were just a few in the San Diego area and one or two in Michigan, and so I opened in Brentwood almost seven years ago.
7 years ago, that's great.
And there were like maybe 6 other studios in the country, maybe 5, and now there's I think over 320.
Yeah, I'm noticing it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, right? It's a big industry.
Well, I think there's something to be said for the growth. I mean, obviously, bar workouts in general are becoming very, very popular for a number of reasons, which I'm happy to expound on. But also because Pure Bar really does work. We've developed a huge following, and people love it, and then they want to bring it to their hometown and to their, you know, to where they live, whatever. Yeah.
Nice. So, Marnie, let's talk a little bit about what Pure Bar is all about.
Sure.
So when I walk into your business, what is the first thing I'm going to see? Can you tell me that?
Oh, well, the first thing you'll see, hopefully, is an extremely friendly person,
yeah,
welcoming
I hope so.
You.
And you know what? When I walked into your spot, the people up there in the front were really nice.
Good. Okay. I'm very glad to hear that. They'll be glad to hear that that was your reaction as well. So all of the studios have a decent-sized retail space. So we sell workout clothing to and from. Yeah, no, we're good. To and from attire, you know, sweat jackets and.
How about that container there?
We actually don't have this one. I'm horrible. We don't have this one. I got this at Target for $3. I'm just going to be completely honest. But we do sell Pure Barre water bottles, and they are amazing. But mine was in the dishwasher this morning.
Okay.
And that is the only reason why I have this one. So we sell socks, which are like the grippy socks, which are required. And people will come in and, purchase things if they forget whatever it is that they needed to change into on their way home from work. And then mostly the majority of the space is utilized as studio space.
Right. And the studio is always hidden in the back. I had no clue your studio was in the back. But when they opened those big doors, I looked back there, and it's amazing back there. And you don't allow shoes back there, so it's always clean before you exercise.
Oh, yeah. And people will sometimes gripe about, the socks and things like that. And we just say, you know, it's to keep the warmth in the body and help to assist with flexibility because, you know, most of your heat escapes right through your head and through your feet. So
correct.
We want to keep the body warm and keep the muscles warm and keep them flexible throughout the class. So that's a huge part of the classes to wear the socks, and they're actually quite comfortable.
So we'll talk about the class. So I have my warm socks on, and now we're getting ready to start this class. What's going to happen next? Since you are the instructor, take me through it.
Sure. So we start out in the center of the room with a warm-up, which is about 15 minutes, and we use small light weights and our own body's resistance. We do quite a bit of abdominal work and then some weight work, and then we'll do a stretch, and then we move to the barre, and we do about 7 or 8 minutes of thigh work, which is basically just burning out the tops and outer part of your thighs and sculpting them really well. So there's three different exercises involved there, and it will vary from class to class, from teacher to teacher. We have a slew of choreography that we as teachers can choose from, so we can make it our own in that sense. And then we do a stretch, and then it's followed by what we call seat work, which is the classy way.
Seat work, you guys. Seat work.
That's the classy way of saying that we work your behind. And we work the outer part of the seat and the ledge of the seat. So it creates this nice, round, slim, lifted, toned seat. And then that's followed by a stretch. We work both sides, obviously. And then from there, we do some ab work, which is sort of unusual. Most people have not necessarily seen this before.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about the ab work. What kind of ab work are you guys doing in there?
Yeah, so abs are tricky because there's all kinds of different layers of abs and, you know, lots of, especially the women that have come in, they've often had babies and they have... some weakness, you know, a lot of people have core weaknesses. So we do something underneath the barre called round back and flat back, which is to target the lower and middle abdominals. A lot of times people just think, oh, if they do just a ton of crunches at the gym and push their neck forward.
I've been hearing that a lot of those exercises can like cause harm. So what kind of exercises do you guys do like when you do that abs work?
Yeah, so we're kind of underneath the barre, like, you know, maybe 6 to 8 inches scooted away from the wall, scooted a word, and you're in kind of like a round back C-shaped curve, and so you extend your leg up usually.
Before we go any further,
oh, yeah.
Do you guys use mats, floor mats?
We provide, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're cool. Nice, cushy, you know, mats that say Pure Barre on them. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So
now you're in your position to do your...
So you're in your position.
Ab work.
And oftentimes I tell people the first 3 to 5 times you might not necessarily feel it. It's a very mind-body connection. So, you know, your leg is extended up hopefully towards the ceiling. That's the goal. It might be extended a little
bit. With pointy toes?
Sometimes pointed, sometimes flex. It just depends on the choreography. But the idea is that you're contracting the abdominal wall to draw the leg a little bit closer to the body. So it is something that can be extremely difficult to access, you know,
right,
in the beginning. Most of the studios, and definitely all of our studios, offer something called Breaking Down the Barre workshop almost every week, sometimes a few times a week, where people can come in and already existing clients for free can attend the workshop and to help you develop a better sense of awareness, mind-body connection, to be able to do those kinds of exercises correctly. Because it's not as simple as just laying on your back and pushing your cervical spine forward and kind of
doing
crunches.
Definitely don't want no one to get hurt.
Definitely. And this is a really safe way to do abdominal work, and one of the most effective ways that you can actually work your abs once you get it.
So now that we spoke about abs, what other parts of the body can we talk about?
Well, we can talk about any part of the body you want, Dave.
Well, let's go. Let's talk about it.
Well, so after those two sort of obscure things, then we move to the center of the room usually and do about 6-7 minutes more of abdominal work. And then after that, we stretch everything out. We work the low back to, you know, back extension work to kind of strengthen that lower spine, that lower lumbar area.
Right.
And then after that, we do a little bit more seat work, and then we do a stretch. And before you know it, you're just thrashed.
So you're really concentrating on the seat.
Well, it's a full body workout. I mean, you're working your arms quite extensively during the warm-up, so the first 14, 15 minutes.
What are some of the movements that you guys do for working out the seat?
Well, it's all small isometric movements. So we have a variety of exercises that we'll offer, you know, depending on the instructor and the day. But we do some things in tabletop where you're on all fours. We do some things where you're kind of folded in half at the bar, where your hands are on the bar, your forearms are on the bar, and you walk back almost like in an L shape. And again, one of the exercises is always for the outer part of the seat.
Right.
And then one of them is for the ledge of the seat, where the seat kind of meets the back of the leg, the hamstring.
Right.
We do something that we're quite known for called pretzel.
Talk about the pretzel. What's a pretzel?
Well, the pretzel that I prefer is the one that you eat. But the one that we do in class is where you're seated on your bottom, and your front leg is kind of at a 90-degree angle in front of you, bent in front of you. And then your outer leg is also bent, but your knee is in line with your hip or slightly behind. And then you're kind of just rotating or squeezing the outer part of your seat. The idea is to get that contraction and then maintain that contraction with whatever exercise it is that you're being told to do.
Right. So you can get the ultimate result.
Yes. Yes. And it is super effective. It can be excruciating in the moment, but in the end, you know, people see results from doing these
things. The contraction you said,
yes.
That's the shake.
Yeah, well, the contraction results often in the shake. Yes, because that is actually your you know, your muscles are kind of going into failure in a sense, and then that allows you to manipulate them however you want. So that's why we do a stretch after each section. So
right.
you're shaking, your muscles are changing, and then you do the stretch to encourage those muscles to be long and lean.
Because you don't want to be bulky.
I mean, I don't.
You look wonderful. Your arms are wonderful.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind. I appreciate that. I just had a baby 7 months ago, so that means a lot to me.
You guys, you can't even tell she had a baby ever, so she's wonderful.
Thank you, David. You're my new best friend.
So anyhow, let's keep on going down the 55-minute workout. Where are we at now? We're already lifting. We're already working out the seat. We're working out the arms. What's next?
So, yeah, I mean, that pretty much is the format of the class. We do our arms and some abs in the beginning. That's the first 15 minutes. And then you have about 6-7 minutes of thigh work and focused in on three different exercises, followed by a stretch, followed by seat, you know, working the gluteus medius, that, you know, the outer part of the seat, and then the maximus. And yeah, anyway, we don't need to go into that right now, but the seat, it's the full shebang. And then followed by more ab work, and then more seat work, and then a stretch, and then you collapse into your mat on the floor.
So after you collapse on the floor, what's next?
Well, then hopefully you've had a great workout and you go about your day because you feel like you've had an amazing workout. And that's why people keep coming back, because that 55 minutes is, you know, one of the most thorough things you can do for your body.
So during your guys' workout, what kind of music do you guys encourage?
Well, we have playlists. We get several each month, new ones. So there's always upbeat music during the parts that you really need upbeat music for. And then when things get a little bit more mellow during, you know, the round back and abs, and then during back extension and cool down, we have, you know, nice mellow music. But it's all generally very music to your ears. It's all generally pretty
nice.
Pretty good music.
So do you guys add at your business, do you guys encourage, what kind of food do you guys encourage before and after the workouts?
Well, we mostly encourage hydration. That's the major thing. Obviously, we want people to eat and eat well, but we always tell people to drink plenty of water before and after the workout. People ask if you sweat. I mean, it really just depends on your body composition. Some people sweat profusely.
I was going to say that. Like, some people really do sweat a lot.
Yeah.
And some just don't sweat at all. And they can be working out for an hour and there's no sweat.
Some people are sweaters. I mean, sweaters meaning that they sweat a lot, and some people don't. It's not a cardiovascular class in the sense that you are running on a treadmill nonstop for an hour. I think there's a huge misconception about cardio.
Do you guys have any like machines in there, like treadmills or anything like that?
No, there are
no
machines.
How about a sauna or anything like
that? A sauna? No saunas. I think you have to save that for Burke Williams. No, so we don't have showers. That is one thing by we're not allowed to have showers, to be totally honest. But most people don't find that to be a deterrent. The class is cardiovascular in the sense that I refer to it as like a sprint and recovery, where you're working one section of the body really hard for anywhere from 6-7 minutes to 15 minutes, and then it's followed by a stretch. So it's you're working hard, your heart rate is coming up, and then we're bringing it back down during the stretch, and then it's going back up again, and then it's coming back down. So you will be working hard, you will be breathing heavily, your heart rate will go up, and they've actually found scientifically that's actually the best way to burn fat. So that's the other reason why this is so effective. A lot of people come in and they're like, well, this isn't enough cardio for me. And I always say to them,
why did these people ask you to go harder?
Well, it's not harder. I think people just think that they need to be on a machine for, 25 to 55 minutes each day. And the bottom line is, if you're doing more cardio than you need to be doing, you end up actually eating away at the muscle, and the muscle is what allows you to burn fat 24/7.
That's true. So, I heard that last week when I was speaking with someone.
Yeah. And it's a huge misconception that I think a lot of people feel like if they're doing something like this, that they have to be doing something else. And if you're eating, a decent balanced diet, the bottom line is that that's just not true.
Right. So do you guys have menus you guys give your clients, how to eat well or anything like that?
So that's not part of something that we can do, but we do have registered dietitians, that one or two in particular that I'm thinking that work for us as teachers and management, and they have many clients that come to them because of their background in the nutrition arena, and we've had amazing results coupling those clients with the people that work for us, who are also registered dietitians, along with coming to Pure Barre 3, 4, 5 days a week, 6 days a week. Amazing transformations that I could never have predicted.
Well, let's talk about some of those results. Like, do you have someone that you might want to talk about that had great results?
Yeah. I mean, there's countless people at this point. I've been doing this for 7 years.
How about a standout?
Yes. So, I won't use the person's name if that's okay.
Please don't.
Okay. But there was someone that I can think about who was getting ready for her wedding, and she, she didn't come in as completely untoned, but she wanted to lose some weight. She wanted to look great in her wedding dress. She wanted to look amazing on her honeymoon.
I bet.
And she started to take class 2, 3, 4 days a week. It didn't come easily to her at first, for sure. She stuck with it. And her body in that, I guess it was 7 or 8 months prior to her wedding, transformed. I mean, she showed us pictures of herself in her wedding dress, her arms, her back. They just looked fabulous. They looked so toned. And more importantly, she felt so good. And she just said that, she wouldn't have felt nearly as amazing if it had not been for the classes.
And I bet.
And as I'm talking about that, there was a woman come for a really long time. She's since moved away, but she was married to a very famous actor. And she said to me,
was that Tom Cruise?
No, it was not. But it was not Tom Cruise. And she said to me, she came in after a red carpet ceremony. I think it was an award ceremony. And she said, I was in tears on the red carpet. I wanted to call you because I was thinking to myself how amazing I felt on the red carpet, and how I know I wouldn't have felt that way if I hadn't been coming to this class.
So these are the results that you get when you go to Pure
Bar.
Pure
Bar.
Pure Bar, you guys. You get great results from Pure Bar. So let's talk about one more. I mean, this is so awesome. I want people to feel it. Go ahead with one more testimony.
Let's see. Another testimonial. Well, this actually has nothing to do with body. I had somebody years ago come up to me and say, I was not able to sleep on my back. She had a lot of lower lumbar issues. And she was definitely suffering and was considering back surgery.
Wow.
And, you know, we work in, I don't want to call it a tucked position, but we work in like a heavy tailbone position. And that constant tucking, as we call it, I'm putting quotation marks around the tucking.
Quotations.
Actually really helps to build and strengthen all the ligaments around the lower lumbar. So, we've had many people who have been facing back surgery, who have been facing knee surgery, anything you can possibly think of, that have committed to this and not had to do surgery and rehabilitation.
Wow, that's wonderful.
So in this particular instance, she came up to me and she said, I just want you to know I've never been able to sleep on my back because it has always hurt too much, and I can sleep on my back now. And I just was completely dumbfounded. I had never heard that kind of feedback before, but it was amazing. So
she got ultimate results right there.
Totally.
You must have felt great.
Always. Clients tell me the most amazing things that just make me just make my day.
I can tell you're getting a little emotional there.
You want me to cry, don't you?
Yes, shed some tears. So let's go ahead and finish this interview off. Plug in your business, your information. Go ahead.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. So we're in Woodland Hills on Ventura between Topanga and Canoga. We're right across from Western Bagel. You can always run over there and have a bagel after.
I always run next to Boulevard Burger. That's pretty good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's excellent. And the people there are very nice. So we're there. We've got free parking on the roof. It's a little hidden, but you just pull up that driveway. We've got free parking. Brentwood, we're on Wilshire between Granville and Westgate. So basically big cross streets are Barrington and Bundy. So we're up on the second floor above the Kinko's. You know that place? Yeah, you gotta come visit us. Mario's talking to me in the sound room. And then we're also on Wilshire, just at the end of the Third Street Promenade in Santa Monica, across from California Pizza Kitchen, between 2nd and 3rd in Santa Monica.
How about Facebook? You guys got Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook. Just check us out. Facebook/ Pure Bar Woodland Hills, / Pure Bar Los Angeles.
And you guys, that's Pure Bar with BARRE.
Yes. And Santa Monica, we're also on Instagram. You can follow us on Instagram. We're always doing fun challenges. If you tag us, oftentimes you'll have a chance to, you know, win different things. So we do have a first time drop in rate, which keeps changing. But
how about students, Marnie?
Oh, students. So amazing. So your first month.
So you have your student IDs?
Yes. If you have your valid student ID and it's not expired, your first month for anybody, even if you're not a student, is $99. And then after that, you can go on auto pay. If you're coming at least three times a week, it makes sense to do auto pay. And that's just $119 a month. If you want to have access to all three studios, it's $129. If you're on the west side, your access, whatever you do, whether you have a package or auto pay, you're a member, you're $119. Sorry, whether you're $119 or $129, you can access the two west side studios. And then $129 allows you to access all three. Clear as mud?
That's it, you guys. So again, I'm your host, David Lona. Thank you for coming in, Marnie. It was great having you.
David, thank you so much for having me.
And this is David Lona reporting for KPCRadio.com.